Parshat Ki Tisa. Tragically, this past week, we saw the death of one of our most notable superheroes. Captain America was born out of the need in our country to unite during the beginnings of World War II behind a common cause and common idea. The story of the character's origins was that Steve Rogers, Captain America's alter ego, wanted to serve his country, but could not due to a poor constitution. He injected a special serum and then gained the ability to fight Nazism with a strength only surpassed by his patriotism and loyalty to the American ideals of liberty and justice for all. Simple, you might ask. Yes. But in that age, when our country constantly had to stand in front of posters with an Uncle Sam who said, "I want you," here was a hero who said, "Hineni." Okay, he didn't actually say that in Hebrew, but you get the idea. Steve Rogers, common, mild-mannered patriot, was willing to tempt fate to serve his country and his ideas. How could a Captain America have a darkness he was living out through his heroic deeds? Clearly he was, at least during World War II, driven by the clearest and purest of ideals. His weapon, a shield, was not offensive, it was primarily defensive. Thus, the idea of America being a great defender of the world that, if pushed, would and could aspire to become great when confronting our enemies, we held fast to our ideals, for they made Captain America and his country great. Perhaps that is part of the peculiar issue that I always find in this week's Torah portion. Just like Steve Rogers, who took the serum to become great, and through his great acts of faith found great redemption from his mild-manneredness to become a hero, perhaps this also applies in our Torah portion. Aaron is the prime mover in the creation of the golden calf. While the text does not say that he created it, he was very involved in the organization of the effort. Perhaps we need to take Aaron as a character who transgresses, that is almost the last person we would ever consider worthy of the role of high priest, and that we then find his transformation driven by acknowledging the truth to be his elevation. It is only through the possibility of being evil or mediocre that Aaron is driven to being worthy of God's intermediary by accepting the notion of one God after having been the leader of the only attempt to create an idol. Only then is he worthy to be the progenitor of the high priesthood. There is no doubt that Aaron has his dark side, but that is not the focus of the Torah or the story. The true issue is where the community ends up, and it is not found in the personal issues surrounding Aaron's early inadequacies. The problem with a Captain America is that after the end of World War II, who was there left to fight? There was an attempt to resurrect him as an anti-communist figure, but that seemed to die. Ironically, it died the same year the hearings by the late Senator Joe McCarthy came to an end, and McCarthy himself began to be the target of investigations into his methods. Coincidence, if you want, but perhaps the diminishment of the superhero built on patriotism was a reflection of America's questioning the end of unwavering means in the name of patriotism. I bring all of this because of where we are in our own history and place and time today. There are times when it seems that the greatest ideas, like monotheism or the principles of our country, are the only things that keep us from being like the other nations of the world. Can an Aaron or Captain America even live and survive in this day and age? Think about it. If Aaron found himself in our present presidential campaign, you can bet your last newly minted George Washington dollar, without the "In God We Trust" that was left off of several during the first minting, that the Golden Calf episode would probably be the end of him. If Captain America lived today, exactly where at the Walter Reed Medical Center would he have received that special injection that made him super? And would he have had to recover in conditions unfit for human occupancy? If he were sent to Gitmo, what would he do? And how would he react to the situation there? Liberty and justice are great things to fight for, but what happens when they must be woven into the fabric of our lives and we have to extend these values even to those we would call enemies? When we don't extend them, we don't have to think too hard about how the rest of the world sees us. While many don't think of this last issue, the problem is that it is the first issue when it comes to having the world see us with the morals that we tell ourselves we possess. I fear that we have become a nation that would allow Captain America to be assassinated. If we are engaged in the struggle against what some have called Islamic fascism, then Captain America was either killed by Al-Qaeda or, and here is the possibly sad part, American apathy. His creator, Joe Simon, 93, was interviewed this week as he, in his words, quote, "sat Shiva," unquote. Simon continued, "It's a hell of a time for him to go. We really need him now," said the co-creator after being informed of his brainchild's death. After the death of the comic book version of Superman in 1993, and now Captain America, we have to wonder, who's next? Or perhaps the most dangerous enemies of our childhood superheroes is not found in the evil villains they protected us from. Rather, it is us. We might live in an age where it is easier to kill the superhero rather than to live up to the values and morals they were meant to inspire within us. Shabbat Shalom.